We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.
Bitty bitty, bum bum. I saw Selena's real husband. Hi, Sashir.
Hi, Nicole.
I saw Selena's real husband.
Okay.
And the casting in the movie?
Great.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Look just like him.
Yeah. Yolanda's parole's about to happen.
Don't let that bitch out.
I don't want her out.
No one does.
She took Selena from us.
Yeah.
And
I'm honestly surprised she made it this far.
I mean, I think she'll get killed as soon as she is released. But it sucks because I found Selena from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If Yolanda hadn't been Yolanda-ing, I would have discovered her with her crossover album and would have been her biggest fucking fan.
Yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I love that movie, though.
It's a great movie.
You know, J-Lo's a star.
Yolanda will become eligible for parole in after 30 years of prison, March 30th of 2025.
Next year.
So it's next year. Yeah.
I really don't think, they should let her out.
Yeah.
She's lying, saying she didn't do it or she didn't mean to. Mm. Yes, you did, bitch.
Yeah.
You was embezzling.
Yeah.
You did it. You poppity popped. Yeah. You're rude.
Rude.
Mm-mm.
J-Lo's best performance.
Really is.
Yeah.
I can see why she has hit the heights she has hit.
Mm-hmm.
I too would have believed in her. If I was like a studio executive who saw that movie, I'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah.
This woman.
Yeah.
Ooh, a tour de fucking force.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I watch it on movies. On movies? I watch it on planes constantly. I broke for a second. Yeah. I was like, on movies.
Can't watch a movie on a movie.
No, you sure can't.
No.
Can I ask a wild question?
Please.
Do you think J-Lo's career would be the way it is if Selena did not die and that movie was made?
Jordan, that's like a chicken or the egg question.
I don't think so. Because what did she do before other than be a dancer?
She was
on,
a fly girl.
Yeah, be a fly girl. But like, she must have done something before Selena, but I just can't.
I don't know. I think that's what broke her open.
That's definitely what broke her open, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I feel like after that, it was like,
yeah,
skyrocketing.
Yeah. Huh. No, I don't know. But I would take Selena back over J-Lo's career, which is,
I think,
something no one has asked me to make a choice on.
I mean, yeah, it was like, if people were like, this life, take back the loss of a life. I think they'd choose that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on the hunt now. So for years, I've been on the hunt for a jumpsuit that looks like Marissa Tomei's in My Cousin Vinny,
mm-hmm,
when she's stomping, saying my biological clock, and the purple dress that she wears in the courtroom scene at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Have yet to really find it.
Mm.
But I think I really want a maroon jumpsuit.
Ooh, yeah.
Like Selena wears.
Yeah.
And I think it would look really nice on me.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll do the bell bottoms.
Yeah.
I think I might want it to be like tapered, mm-hmm, but I think I want sparkles too. So that's what I'm on the hunt for now.
Great. That is so specific. But I believe in you.
Thank you. Well, I was on the hunt for colorful 90s high-waisted jeans. You better believe eBay served them right up to me.
Yeah, you found them.
I did.
Yeah.
And they have all the colors.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, remember that jumpsuit that I bought and I sent you the group chat a picture of?
Yeah.
And I was like, what bra do I wear?
Yeah.
Better believe I found a bra.
You found a bra?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of bra?
On Amazon.com. It's called a low back bra.
Ooh.
I said a low back for my wide back. Wow. That's a tongue twister. And I tried it on and it's great.
Oh, great.
It's so low. It's like by my fucking waist.
Oh, and it's supportive?
Yeah, there's underwire. I almost just said under cups and I was like, no, under the cups is the underwire. Mm-hmm. There's a, it's an underwire and it's like a long line bra. So it's kind of like a tank toppy feel.
Okay.
And then the back is just open.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm so glad.
Yes. I can't wait to wear that jumpsuit with my big belt.
I'm very excited to see it.
And I said big belt like that because it's one of the biggest belts.
It's a very
big belt.
I think
you can own.
Yeah. That you're legally allowed to own.
I think it's the biggest belt on the market.
Yeah. Where did you get that big belt?
I couldn't tell you. I think I Googled like plus size belt with a big buckle. Mm-hmm. And it was like, how big? This big? And I was like, ah, it's so big.
It's so big.
It takes up like half my body.
Yeah, but it's nice.
God, I love it. Ugh. I'm trying to get into belts.
Oh. I'm wearing a belt right now, and it's the first time I've done that in a really long time.
Stand up. You don't have to. I see it.
Yeah, this is a little gold
Ooh,
belt.
Ooh, that's a teensy little belt.
It's a teensy little belt.
You love a dainty accessory.
I do. Yeah.
You're not chonky.
I'm not chonky, no. Like little thin accessories.
Yeah. We're different in that way.
Yeah.
I like a chonk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like my necklace is pretty chonky.
Yeah.
It's on the inside. Now it's on the outside. You can see a chonk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one of our differences.
Yeah. But I think I'm going to get into belts.
Get into belts.
But here's the thing I have trouble with.
Mm-hmm.
I like this like braided belt that I have. I don't know why I'm referencing. Like I'm like you can't. It's not here.
Even here.
But I keep buying it too long, and it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to go to a store and try on a braided belt.
Yeah.
So I can ensure that it's the correct width and size I want.
I believe you.
But I'm like, what store do I go to? Who has the belts? Mm. Sashir, who has the belt?
Nordstrom?
Mm.
I feel like a mall would have the belts.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Would you like to go with me to a Nordstrom?
Yes.
Really?
Not really, but I will go. It's just because I don't like malls.
I know. I once took you on a mall stroll
and I didn't love
it. I said, she hated this. And I said, I'm self-conscious. I'll never suggest another thing again.
No. It's just... Like, if we went to the Americana, I would have liked it. I think because I need open air.
Oh, yeah. It was the Galleria.
Yeah, I don't like the Galleria. That. And I don't actually, like, feel physically good in a mall.
Yeah. Because it's like Vegas. It's, like, meant for you to, like, shut out the outside. It's not sunny. There's no air.
Bye, sell, bye.
It's Wall Street.
And I can't. I'm not prepared.
I get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, is there a Nordstrom in the Americana?
I think so.
Oh, there is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's go there.
Yeah.
And they have a Sprinkles?
I love that.
Who did it? Who said, make the cake smaller?
Who did it? Who did it?
I guess that was an insane way to ask that. But like, truly. Who said, make the cake smaller?
I think it was Marie Antoinette.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
It was Amelia Simmons. I didn't know there was an answer for this.
Grandmother of Kimora Lee Simmons? Just kidding. That's her married name. That's insane.
Yeah, not Russell Simmons.
Well, I'm a feminist. Okay, so Amelia Simmons. Invented the cupcake in 1796 when he wrote a recipe called A Light Cake to Bake in Small Cups in her book American Cookery. That sounds funny.
American Cookery.
It sounds like a slur. You fucking cookery. This nasty ass cookery,
American
bitch.
Cookery.
Oh, interesting. Okay. I just don't. How do you like, how does she get to the point where she was like, I put it in cups? I put it in cups. And then people are like, hey, it's okay.
I mean, it's brilliant. I love everyone having an individual cupcake instead of having to destroy a cake.
Yeah.
Massacre a cake.
Let's not massacre a cake. I mean, if you think about it, inventions are crazy.
Inventions are crazy.
Who the fuck came up with a brownie? Grind up the chocolate. Make it into a powder and get me eggs from those. I think those chickens have something we can eat. Put it in the powder.
Do you think it was that urgent when they were making brownies? Get me the chocolate. Powder it up. There's a fire happening behind them. It's just chaos around them.
Put it in the fire.
But it's our house.
We're going to have a treat soon.
I like how you say inventions, but you keep just naming baked goods.
That's true.
I mean, inventions are crazy. Lollipop? If you really think about it, somebody said, I want candy for a while.
And I hate holding it in my hand and just licking it.
Stick it in my mouth and be done. George Smith!
Okay. Oh. Started making large hard candies mounted on sticks in 1908. He named them after a racehorse at the time, Lolly Pop. And trademarked the lollipop name in 1931.
Hmm.
Wow.
Now
that's something.
Imagine seeing a lollipop for the first time. You're like, what's in your mouth? Why are you eating a stick, dude?
And they're like, joke's on you. Ah! It's candy!
It's wild.
That's wild.
And then the person who put gum in it?
Wow.
They said,
or a Tootsie Roll?
Oh my God.
They were really going crazy.
They really were. You know, it's nuts.
It's nuts.
Like, how do you think they arrived at gum or like Tootsie Roll? Do you think someone put a piece of ham in a lollipop at one point and they're like, you can get candy and then something savory? And then everyone was like, nah, nah, nah. No, let's keep it sweet.
So you think there was like many trials until they eventually got to gum?
In my brain, yes.
They're like, ham? No. Celery? No.
Oh, that's gross.
Grapes? Nah, no. It's closer, but it's weird.
It's just a circle in a circle. Bread? Ah, oh, man, it got too soggy.
I don't think it took them that... I don't know if they had to jump that far.
I think you're probably right. It's really crazy if you think about it.
It is crazy.
Pop-Tarts?
Yeah.
That's nuts. If you think about food and how it's prepared and how it... Look, spaghetti! Like, what? Someone said, get the tomatoes, mush them up, cook them up, get me the cow, ground it up.
Well, now you're just talking about pasta sauce?
Yeah, pasta sauce is nuts.
Yeah.
Pasta's crazy. Flour and egg?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that's all it is?
Is that all it is?
I saw this lady with dead eyes making it for her kids.
Yeah.
And it was flour and eggs. And she just like mixed it slowly together and then put it through this like strainer thing.
Wow.
And I said, oh my God. But I don't want to make pasta. She has dead eyes.
That's what it does to you. You start making pasta, it just kills you from the inside out.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future. I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Wow.
I'm really marveling about food right now.
Inventions are crazy.
A hamburger?
Yeah.
Put the meat between the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine, like, it could have gone so differently. There's a world. Uh-huh. Where instead of buns, mm-hmm. two things of meat, and then one little slice of bread in the middle.
Oh.
And then lettuce on the outside.
Whoa. Could have been.
In another dimension, that's how people eat hamburgers.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
In another dimension, there's a Sashir recording a podcast, but she has like hair.
I like this this multiverse where it's just the same thing, but slight variations.
Just feel different.
It's honestly you running upstairs in a striped shirt and coming down in a different striped shirt.
That's a callback from last
episode.
And we definitely didn't record it on the same day, one
There's
after
no
another.
No way. I just remembered it.
God, it's such a good memory. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Okay, so let's pretend a multiverse is real.
Okay.
What do you think you want to see in a multiverse?
Ooh.
Or, yeah, what do you want to see? Okay, so multiverse, different life stuff. Mm-hmm. What would you want to see Sashir in a multiverse doing? Okay, you've traveled to the 18th dimension.
Okay.
What's she doing?
Sashir is, she is... maybe she's, well, this is hard because I don't want her to have a better life than me.
Oh,
but I also don't want her have like a worse life. Maybe she's in a band.
Oh,
yeah,
Maybe she's in a band touring and like being a rock star and stuff and like writing songs about all her lovers.
Oh.
Yeah, many lovers.
Okay. All right.
And she's like messy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, okay. So you created a worse life for yourself because I don't seem to be involved.
What if you're in the band?
Great, thank you. Cool. I'm so glad.
What's 18th Dimension Nicole?
I'm in a band. And and I have a mohawk.
Oh.
Like Storm in the comic books. Mm. And I wear a lot of green. And I had a baby, but I don't raise it. My mom does because she's still alive in this dimension.
Okay.
I just watched The Flash and it's just burning in my brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah, my mom's dead there too. I can't have my alternate reality version of me having a nicer time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's like the Doctor Strange movie, the Multiverse of Madness. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did we see it together?
No.
No. Okay. But where Wanda, Scarlet Witch, has kids and all the dimensions except for hers, which is crazy.
Yeah, which is pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's like, why me?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, because you have to bring the drama.
Got to bring the drama.
You're the main character, bitch. Kill, kill, kill.
Kill, kill, kill.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm in a band. I wear a lot of green. Mm-hmm. I scratch it. I don't want a child. I don't want a child in any verse.
Yeah.
But I do have a turtle.
Okay.
Because I like green.
Yes. Wow, we love this.
Oh, my God. I saw a video of people dressed as the Ninja Turtles getting a pizza delivered, and the pizza man runs away.
Why? He was scared?
I don't know. I don't know if he knew because you have to remember, young people might not know who the Ninja Turtles are.
So they're just like, what the fuck? But a new Ninja Turtles just came out recently. So I feel like even if you didn't grow up with the cartoon that we saw or any of the movies we saw when we were young, like, I think you at least saw a billboard or like were aware of the new one that came out, right? Or maybe not.
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't served to you on TikTok.
Maybe not. Maybe this idiot just is on TikTok all day and has no idea what content is or what movies are being made right now.
I don't know. Or maybe it was a staged video.
It was probably staged.
Oh.
It really sucks.
It does suck. I don't like staged videos. Mm-mm. I don't like AI.
No.
I sent you a picture of a braid store with two big braids on the side. And I was like, this is so cool. And then I was like, oh, is it AI?
I don't know what to believe anymore.
It looks too... Me either.
It's really scary.
Should we get into conspiracy theories and fall into a deep, dark hole?
Oh, no.
I'm just
yes.
it's just really frustrating.
Yeah.
Because I want to believe real stuff.
I know. I keep seeing things where I'm like, ooh, cool couch. Beautiful dress. Oh, it's AI.
Yes.
Why did you show this to me? I can't get it.
Yeah.
This
sucks. It's like the Wonka thing. We talked about that, right? Did we?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Have we?
What about Wonka?
That was an AI thing.
I mean, what specifically?
The pictures that promoted the Wonka experience in like England or whatever.
Oh, that. I thought you meant the movie.
Yeah, no.
I see. Yes, the Wonka experience in, where was that?
In like Dublin or something?
Glasgow.
Oh, Glasgow.
Yes, that was crazy.
Yeah,
that's, and very funny. And
that's just going to keep happening.
Yeah.
But I'm like, how come the internet doesn't want to regulate it? Or like whoever runs the internet.
I don't know.
Where's the internet? Isn't it crazy? It's just this thing.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know. But I feel like the government has to regulate it. Someone has to regulate it.
Yeah, right? Also, I saw online that, I don't know if this was a bit or not, but they were like, apparently Al Gore was like advocating for the internet, and they're like, that's what algorithm means. And I was like, I simply won't look anything else up about it, but I will retain this in my brain for later.
No way.
I don't think it's true.
I don't think that's true.
I didn't look it up. I just watched the video and I said, well, I'll put that in my mind to say out loud later with confidence.
Wait, can we look up if Al Gore is why algorithm is? I don't think that's true.
I don't think it's true either. But I, again, did not confirm or deny or confirm or unconfirm. Lord, am I getting dumber by the day?
No. It was not named after Al Gore, but after Abu Abd Allah Muhammad in Musa al-Khwarizmi. Khwarizmi?
Wow. Sounds pretty xenophobic that we just shortened it to algorithm.
They're like, algorithm.
We can't say all this. That's okay. So it's been dispelled.
Okay.
Rather easily. I could have done
you
that.
Just had to do one Google search. It wasn't hard to find at all.
I simply don't want to.
I understand.
Oh my God. And that's how fake news spreads.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Wow.
We just saw the repercussions in real time. I saw fake news, told you fake news, and we dispelled it really easily, but a lot of people aren't.
Yeah. Mm. All I have to do is get on your phone. Look it up.
That's so funny. You know, people who like believe those like really, like there was this, I saw a video of this lady who was like, actually, Joe Biden's not president. Trump is. And the guy was like, so Trump is president currently? And she's like, yep. And he needs to win again because the country's being run by Obama. And it was like, she just kept saying a lot of like things that just didn't make sense. And it's like, well, just plug that sentence into the internet. It'll tell you what's up.
But I think also, don't remember where I saw this, but your search algorithm will adjust to what you want to find.
You're telling me Al Gore has made it so I only see what I want to see?
Yes.
Wow.
So that lady, when she Googles, is Obama currently running the country and is Biden a front and is Trump actually the president, something will pop up and she'll be like, that, see, this is what I'm talking about. And it's like your search is like aggregated to like things that you keep searching for.
Yes. This was a documentary that I think we both watched.
I think so.
Because it's now like coming back to me. But again, I'm like, how come whoever's regulating the internet, which to me, okay, what do you think the internet is? What? Like have you ever like thought about it and been like, maybe this is the internet? Like a small man in a room helping everybody? Who's just like, oh, they need this. Oh, they need that.
Just running around and like sweating.
Kind of like Inside Out, but not for people, for the internet.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is.
I guess I didn't think of it, the internet as a place. I think it's like, I don't know. What is it?
Yeah, what is it? I think it's a bunch of wires.
Is a vast network that connects computers all over the world.
And that's not a real sentence. What's a network?
I guess it's like waves.
It's okay. If you like really start thinking about, I ended my therapy session the other day with my therapist going, well, I think we're asking a lot of existential questions right now that we simply don't have time to get to. And I was like, fair. Because I'm like, if you think about it, sound is crazy.
You were talking about sound in therapy?
No, I don't remember what specifically I was talking about, but I was like, just like thing, like the way humans are crazy. And I'm like, oh, I think I said, why are we here?
Oh, she's like, which we can't like get into this.
Not a new thing, but I simply was like, why? It's dark, but I was like, people who don't want to die, die. Mm. And people who are indifferent about life have to just keep living. Mm. Why? Mm. Why does that happen? It's a downer of a question that we could cut out if need be.
No, we have to cut it out. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like there's things that say, like, there's like a life's purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're all here to learn a lesson. And if you believe in reincarnation, you keep coming back to learn that same lesson until you have learned it. And then you can transcend to a different level. But there ain't no proof of that. We don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's like, if reincarnation's real, remember that snail I wanted to help across the road? Oh, wait, no, I was with Mateo. You wanted to save a snail, and then we came back, and it was crushed.
Yeah.
What if that was Debbie from accounting? Then it's like, I'm getting reincarnated into a snail for someone to step on me in Africa?
Well, hope she learned her lesson. She got to move faster. Can't just take it all in, Debbie.
And then she comes back as Shikari Richardson, like,
and it's like, all right, never gonna happen to me again.
Yeah, I just, life is crazy. And if you think about, like, cupcakes, somebody had to think about it. Somebody said, I'm gonna make ceramic mugs. Life is great. This is a table. Somebody said, bring the wood, make a slice, put two slices under it, and this is where we eat from now on. It's crazy.
All these inventors you keep quoting are in dire straits. Everyone's so stressed. It's very urgent. Bring the wood.
Give me two pieces of fabric. I gotta carry something, and I'm gonna sew them together, and I'm gonna call it a satchel. Like,
give me a cup and a cake.
That is true. All of these people have been in, they're screaming at people, and there's a small child being like, oh my god,
they're just running around.
Mom said she just wants a tree. She said slice it up. She said bring three slices of tree.
Three slices of tree.
Well, tree is, well, wood is tree. At some point, somebody said, this tree is wood. It's crazy if you really think about it. I get asked a lot if I'm drunk or high.
This is a high conversation.
And I'm very much beginning to see why. But this is my baseline. Me walking around the world being like, roads.
Can you believe it?
Somebody said, get me gravel and make it hot.
Heat up that gravel. Pour it down on this road.
It's crazy.
It's crazy.
Get inside. I built a house. I built a tree. A tree? I don't know. I tried.
A tree house?
No, I was trying to think of what you would call a house when it's just pieces of wood and stuff.
Mm.
Because before wood, it was tree. But I guess if we got to the point of house, we have wood.
A wood box?
Get inside the wood box. Oh, boy. Paper towel? It's crazy. I could go on and on. Doors. Somebody said, I don't want to see what's going on over there.
And I don't want anyone to see what's going on in here either.
I'm doing nasty shit in here.
I need to shut the world out.
Books are crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Someone said, I have a story. And I want others to, like, go on an adventure with me.
Yeah.
Books are a really generous thing. Am I okay? Am I okay?
You're in a really existential moment right
Yeah.
now.
Yeah. I just really just thought about books.
Yeah.
Like, the Babysitter's Club.
Mm-hmm.
We get to go on adventures with these friends. Ed and Martin is so generous. Am I having an aneurysm or something?
Something just got unlocked in your brain.
It really did. Coasters? Someone said, don't ruin the slicing tree.
I just sliced this tree. You better not put your cup on this tree. You better get me a different piece of wood. Chop it up into smaller little slices and put it under a cup.
Oh, my God.
Hmm.
Someone said, we got to get to space. Like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of people said, okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
That's nuts.
Because if you said to me now, even with technology, I got to get to space, I'd be like, bitch, what?
But why?
But like somebody said that first and then they did it.
Yeah.
Or they staged it.
I think I told you this story. I did Neil deGrasse Tyson's Star Talk, and there was a NASA historian on the panel with me, and they usually have like a comedian on there to like shake things up and make the science conversation a little more fun. And so I was the comedian, and this NASA historian was there, and Neil was asking a question to the historian, like, what was the most difficult part of the moon landing? And then I jumped in and said, the lighting. And he didn't like that. The historian was like, well, we did go to the moon. And I was like, yeah, I know.
I know.
And then afterwards, he gave me this little like button of the moon boot footprint. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I like having this because it reminds me of the mission that we actually accomplished. And I was like, I know. That was a joke. I'm the comedian, remember?
That's so funny. If it was fake, and then they're like, how she might tell more people.
Can't we cut this out of here?
We gotta cut it. Get her the pen. God, that's so funny. Did you get more tea?
Yeah. Oh, I got more hot water for my tea.
Oh.
But now it's probably cold.
I just don't remember it being that full.
It was that full at one point, and then I drank more of it, and then I filled it back up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Should we answer questions or take a test? Take a test.
I can give you a test to take.
All right, give me a test.
What's 3 + 4?
7.
What's the square root of 8? No.
Point something?
9? What is, how do you do square? I don't know.
It's okay.
But what's the capital of Florida?
Tallahassee.
Okay.
Do you know this?
No! I'm just asking questions.
Okay. This is fun. And we'll never check.
Yeah. You do me.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's okay. You got it. It's right.
6 times 6.
36.
8 times 2.
16.
Square root of 12.
Can you do that?
6? I know. I simply don't know.
I don't know.
How big do you think the ocean is?
Really big.
Do you think people live in the ocean? Because, okay, hear me out.
Like in Wakanda?
Kind of. Hear me out. Like 90% of the ocean has not been discovered yet.
Right.
We don't know if once you hit the floor, there's a door and there's people.
They're like, we don't want people to see what we're doing in here. So they put a door.
But there could be people down there.
That's like the whole idea of Atlantis, right?
Oh, yeah. I guess in A Little Mermaid. Is that the Little Mermaid? Is she in Atlantis? No, that's people. Who's in Atlantis?
Huh?
Who's in Atlantis? Is the Little Mermaid in Atlantis?
No, I think it's just like water people.
Oh, so these are two separate stories.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think so. I don't know where they are in the Little Mermaid.
I guess I don't know either.
One of the most famous, the Little Mermaid is said to have modeled its underwater kingdom completely after Atlantis. Okay.
Oh, she resides in Atlantica.
Okay.
Yeah, they didn't even try. Are you kidding?
Atlantica. That's funny.
Oh my God. Can you see the history? Poseidon?
History of Atlantis and popular culture.
Ooh, DirecTV Insider.
No, it's in Tomb Raider.
Atlantis is in Tomb Raider. And in SpongeBob?
I guess it's not really what I wanted.
No.
Plato told the story of Atlantis around 360 BC.
That's early.
Pretty early. The founders of Atlantis, he said, were half god, half human.
Mm.
They created a utopian civilization and became a great naval power. So they use their belly buttons.
Hid all their secrets in there.
Their home was made of concentric islands separated by wide moats and linked by a canal that penetrated the center.
Okay. Their navels.
Their navels, which were the centers.
Okay, this is going to be a very stupid question, but how do years work? So is it 1 BC? And then, because BC is before Christ.
Uh-huh.
And then...
AD is after death?
Right. Is it?
That's what I thought. Yeah, I think after the death of Christ?
Yeah. Why didn't we just go, like, why did he have anything to do with years? Mm. Why couldn't we go 1 to now?
I don't know. Oh, Anno Domini.
Oh, for the year of our Lord.
Yeah, it's a way of counting years based on the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. BC is before Christ, and it's a way of counting years before estimated birth of Jesus Christ. AD starts with the year 1 and continues. But how far back do we go with BC?
And what year is it now in BC?
They stopped.
It says to present day. Oh, sorry. AD starts with 1.
They stopped BC when after death.
There is no year 0. Why do we do it like this? This is so dumb. How many years have we been here?
Also, those who are not Christian,
why are we doing this?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So my year is different than everybody else.
Oh.
Like who believes in
yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. Okay, so the universe is 13 to 15 billions years old. So why aren't we in 15 billion and one?
But, well, that's the universe. Oh. How long has Earth been around?
Yeah,
how long have humans been around?
Yeah, how many years has civilization been you know, popping?
And type it in just like that. How long has civilization been popping? Okay. I'm glad Google understood what we were saying. Mm-hmm. The earliest civilizations developed between 4,000 and 3,000 BCE, when the rise of agriculture
Before Christian Easter? Like, what are we doing? Who's E?
Before Christ. Even.
It was named by like a valley girl. Before Christ even.
I can't.
I can't. Oh my God.
Many people no longer had to practice farming, allowing a diverse array of professions. No, I don't care about that.
Okay. So modern humans evolved in Africa around 300,000 years ago. So we're in the year 300,000. I know them bitches didn't know what years were and stuff because they didn't invent it yet because somebody had to go,
give me a calendar! Quick, chop up that tree. Break it up into 12 different pages.
Boxes, and you better number it 1 to 30. And then February, we're going to get funky.
Funky. And they're like, I guess we have to go get trees and put them into boxes.
Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada and, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora, be love.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Wow.
Wow.
Should we answer questions?
Yeah.
Because we have too many questions. We should answer other people's questions.
And nobody will ever have the answers for me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hi, Nicole, it's Shear. Hi, Jordan. Hi, Edith. I have a very complex question. So basically, a friend of mine was over my apartment a couple months ago, and we ended up talking about another friend and how they're struggling, and I'll name the person. The person's name is Katie, let's just say. So Katie and I are talking about another friend, and we're like, oh, they're not doing well. And Katie goes, yeah, they probably have this mental health diagnosis. They probably have XYZ diagnosis. And they go on and on talking about how horrible people with this diagnosis are, how they're really erratic and hard to be around. And I have that exact diagnosis. I never shared that with Katie. She has no idea, but she literally just spent 5 minutes shit-talking me and my mental illness, and she has no idea. So I tried to avoid her for several months, and every time she asked to hang out, I just said I was busy, and I thought she was going to get the hint. However, we run in similar circles, and a mutual friend ended up bringing us together. I told that friend what happened and said, I don't really want to go. I'm going to go to support you, but, you know, this person, Katie, really hurt my feelings. And my question is, should I tell Katie what happened? I actually don't want to share this diagnosis with her because of how insensitive she was, and I'd rather just cut her out of my life altogether. But she does pop up because we run in very similar circles, and she sometimes is there at like group gatherings and events. So, yeah. What is your advice for this?
My initial thought was like, just tell her, Diva. But then you were like, I don't give a shit about this girl. I do think maybe there is a place to be like, hey, I just feel a little funky about the way you talked about this. Like, mm-hmm. I just take mental health seriously and didn't really feel great that you were so judgy about that.
Yeah.
So I'm not feeling hanging right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think if you do feel like you need to talk to this person at all because they keep popping up, and if this person asks directly, like, hey, what happened? Why do we have a falling out? Yeah. I think that's fair to be like, I didn't love how you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The potential diagnosis of our friend.
Boom. Put it on the friend. Yeah. Like, you were talking shit about our friend and that didn't make me feel comfortable or safe with you.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to bring up mental health.
You don't even have to bring it up.
Yes.
Although I do wish you were like, surprise, bitch. Like, in the moment. I'm that.
Proving her point.
And she's like, oh no, you are crazy. Oh my God.
It is kind of shitty that people have such biases on mental health.
Yeah.
I was like watching this Instagram because, you know, I could
that's our education.
I could do anything else in the world, but I choose to stare at my phone. And it was a couple like soothing each other. Like they have a song that they sing mm-hmm. when like someone's having trouble emotionally regulating. Mm-hmm. And all the comments were like, these idiots. Da, da, da. And I was like, sure, maybe it's cringy that they put it online, but like, they have a way to be okay.
Yeah. And like, someone might see that and cool? be like, wow, actually, yeah. I should probably do that.
It's like when you tell like an older person in your family you're going to therapy and they're like, huh, why would you go to therapy? What, should I go to therapy and talk about how my grandma beat me? And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, you should.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think people sometimes see things as like corny or whatever and they're like, that's dumb. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
Just chill out.
Yeah. And it's absolutely not your job to educate mm-mm. your friend on like the ins and outs of your diagnosis or just like how to speak about mental health
mm-hmm.
in general.
But I'm also assuming that this friend is just ignorant. They don't know. They don't know, have enough information or don't have anyone close to them who is experiencing anything like this. So that's probably where these ideas have come from, which is unfortunate. Which, again, not your job to, like, teach her anything. But I feel like if this person knew, oh, I do have a friend who actually has that thing that I thought was so wild and I don't know, negative for whatever reason, maybe they'd be like, oh, if so-and-so is like that and they're managing it or, like, you know, they're living their life however they live it and it doesn't bother me at all. Maybe they'd have a different viewpoint on it.
Yeah. Like, I watched a video. This man with schizophrenia records himself because he was like, I don't, because he has schizophrenia, he's like, I'm not talking to nobody. But then he was like, well, let's explore it. And then he watched himself talk to nobody. And I think for him, it destigmatized it to him. And then the fact that he puts it online, I think destigmatizes the illness in general for people. Because he's like, I don't do anything that harms anybody. I truly will just be in my living room and be like, I don't want pancakes. It's not funny, but, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why did I bring that up?
Destigmatizing different mental health.
Yeah. So things. He's like educating, but that's his choice, but you don't have to.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess any answer is okay. You don't have to have this person in your life. It sounds like you don't care.
Yeah, you don't care.
But if it's a thing where it's like, well, this person keeps popping up and I feel like I should say something or at least say something so he can stop bothering me or other friends can stop bothering me about, like, hanging out with this person, then you could be like, yeah, put it on the friend or just, like, that left a bad taste in my mouth. Yeah. Solved.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. This might be a kind of a long story, but try and make it short. So there's four of us in this friend group. One friend is married and just had a baby. And there's a rumor going around about her partner saying something that they should not have said. A homophobic comment that a friend of a friend told us. I just don't know how exactly to bring it up to said friend if their partner actually said this, because it's a pretty big deal breaker for the other people in the friend group. I just kind of wanted to get your guys' take. What's a good conversation starter? Because, again, this is just a rumor. Not trying to defend him, but we have no idea. It's a friend of a friend. Kind of just bringing this up. Any advice would be really, really appreciative. This has been going on for a couple of months. That we've just been dancing on the subject of bringing it up. And honestly, I'm just getting tired of all of us hanging out and this boy elephant being in the room for some of us, but not all of us. Appreciate the help. Thanks so much. Talk to you guys later. Love the podcast.
I don't really like rumors.
No.
And
I'm sick and tired.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being
rumors.
Saying what they want about me.
We're getting a Parent Trap 2.
I'm so, and a Freaky Friday sequel.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Wait. It was Freaky Friday, not Parent Trap.
But that'd be great.
Wouldn't it?
But I guess it won't happen. But
yeah, we can't ask for too many things at once. Also, she's an adult.
She could play twins still. I would love to see what these twins are up to.
Yeah, wow. My statement really makes it seem like I only think children are twins. It is a childish thing to look like somebody else.
It's a childish thing.
I think my...
Don't you grow out of that eventually?
Yeah, you fucking...
Be your own person.
Figure it out and get your own fucking face. I think my thought process was it was, like, heavily involved parents. Mm. It's like, oh, you're an adult, you know. But, yeah, you could do a Parent Trap with...
Maybe the twins get parent trapped. Maybe their kids trap them to be reunited as sisters because they got in a fight at someone's wedding.
Whip it up, Hollywood! Ring, ring, ring! Hello, Netflix! I got your next blockbuster!
What are we talking about?
Oh, yes. Okay. I don't even know what you would bring up to your friend because you don't have anything.
Yeah.
There's no evidence here. It's not like, I mean, I don't know what the specific rumor is. It's like, what was relayed to us is that your friend's partner may have said a homophobic slur, but we don't know if it'd be more clear if it was like that person said it to one of your friends, but that didn't happen, I don't think. So it's not, there's nothing to say. And you know, I guess if this person's showing behavior that is in line with that, and you just get bad vibes, for sure. But if you're basing your judgment on this person for a thing that you don't even know if is true, you can create a whole story about a person with your little group talking about, like, shit talking this person's partner and being like, oh, they're so, like, of course they did. Of course they parked in that parking spot. They hate the gays. Like, you just make up a whole thing because of this thing that you don't actually know is true. It's not verified. So I would say, like, don't bring it up. Because that also sucked. Then now your pregnant friend is like, oh, I guess all my friends think my partner is homophobic. But, like, we don't know how.
Yeah. Yeah. I also agree. Like, we're mad about a thing that we don't know if it's true or not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although I do love you saying, talking with your little group of friends.
With your little group of friends.
Being like, he parked there because he doesn't like gays. And to me, he's getting out of like a RAV4 in a handicap spot. And it's like, well, that doesn't make sense. Well, that's simply, you jumped to a very interesting conclusion. But yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
When you assume things and believe things that aren't proven true, you start believing a bunch of weird bullshit. Yeah. Also, who started this rumor? Who said it?
She said it was a friend of a friend, which is like, so this is a person who's not even in the group?
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a non-starter. I think it's just like shit talking. In another episode, we talked about how a terrible rumor was started about Tommy Hilfiger.
This is true. Yeah.
And you don't want to be that email.
Don't be the fake email that went around.
Don't get truth. Don't be fake news.
And here's the thing. I'm not against shit talking a person.
Oh, yeah.
Or hating on a person that we all collectively don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Find real reasons to dislike this person.
Because you can.
You can.
You can find reasons to hate anybody.
Do that.
Right?
And then that's the thing you can bring up. Like, look, I really hate the way this man wears shoes in my house.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Like Mother Teresa. I like Teresa with an H. That stupid bitch. She doesn't spell it with an H. What the fuck are we doing? you can hate on anybody. Who's the nicest person in the world? I'll figure out something.
Paddington Bear.
Paddington Bear? That little shit is full of it. Stuffing and bullshit. Also, his little rain slicker, he wears a rain slicker, right? Bitch, it don't rain every day.
Wow. He's probably funky in there too, sweating.
Probably never taking a shower, that fucking stuffed animal. They don't get showers.
You do that.
Yeah. What's something you guys love?
I love Bluey.
Who's Bluey?
That's a great start. Bluey is a little kid show.
Grow up.
Yeah.
Grow up, Bluey.
Grow up, Bluey.
Entertain the adults.
Yeah. Are you blue or not? Sounds wishy-washy, Bluey.
Yeah. Are you actually blue? Commit.
Commit, bitch. Okay. Judith, what do you like?
I love Sister Act 2.
Oh, boy! It's a terrible fucking movie, because guess what? It is not a second beat of the first movie. It's a different fucking movie with the same people. Mm. How are they teachers now? They were in a convent. You can't just get certified as a teacher in a couple of years. Why does Cheryl Lee Ralph not want Lauryn Hill, who's obviously talented, to not sing? Because it's not a viable career choice. Oh, okay. We're not allowed to have dreams. That being said, it is a great movie. I just simply don't think it deserves to be a part of the lineage of Sister Act. Dolores Van Cartier would never become a teacher.
Yeah.
That's not it. she got famous being a show, a showgirl slash nun. Mm-hmm.
So this is what you should bring up to your friend.
Yeah.
Talk about Sister Act 2. If you really have any issues to bring up, it's about Sister Act 2.
But I really want to reiterate, I do think it's a good movie. Mm. Just a different one.
You gasped.
Are you all right?
Yeah, just a little tickle in my throat.
A little tickle, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you had a tissue, and I was like, has she been coughing a lot? Is it tuberculosis? Because I feel like people, like, carry around...
A speck of blood.
I guess it is 2024. Like, you wouldn't be carrying around a hanky covered in blood. Like,
and I hide it until the end of the movie.
Then I'm like, why didn't she tell me? How come people were hiding their tuberculosis? They could have taken them to the doctor.
I think at that, when it was big, I think there was maybe no cure. So they were like, I don't want to stop living my life. I don't want the people around me to stop living their lives and treating me like normal. So I'm going to hide my bloody handkerchief and just finish this cabaret.
I have to keep singing. If I'm coughing blood into a napkin, I'm going to sleep. Okay. I'm not working harder.
This is true.
Falling out after singing. No, get real.
Get real.
Well, this has been a pretty unhinged episode. I would say courtesy solely of me.
If you have any questions or comments, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call or text or leave a voice memo at 424-645-7003.
We also have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
We have transcripts for our new episodes. Check them out on our show page at earwolf.com.
Lastly, don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. And also, before you go to sleep tonight, think about all the things that were invented in this world. Like jerky. Why did they dry out the meats?
Quick, get me meat. Get me a heater.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi there, this is Mary Holland. You may know me from Happiest Season or Veep or the woman in the house across the street from the girl in the window. Or you may know me as Janice Cramps. Huh? I want to wish Comedy Bang Bang a happy 15th anniversary. Wow, 15 years old. Comedy Bang Bang is about to get its driver's permit. I'm so excited for it. And I'm, you know, really grateful because Comedy Bang Bang has brought me so much joy as a listener and a performer. And I'm just very grateful for this community that we have in Comedy Bang Bang. You can hear me and a lot of other very funny people on Comedy Bang Bang wherever you get your podcasts. So what are you waiting for? Tune in.
Hey, it's Jason Mantzoukas wishing Scott and everybody else of all stars and stripes a happy 15th anniversary, Comedy Bang Bang. You goddamn did it. Eat shit. Hang on, man.